You're listening to a podcast on
the Geeky Dad Podcast Network.
This podcast is a production of Unfiltered Studios. If you would like to know more about joining Unfiltered Studios, please visit our website at unfpod.com for more information.
Special thanks to Nintendo.
Thank you for giving us this game to review.
Yep, and this review is totally unbiased, even though we got it free from Nintendo. Thank you again. This is a free item from Nintendo. Thank you.
You did very good work.
I'm Ariana.
And I'm Rayon.
And we're the Multiverse Kids.
And I'm also here. I'm the Geeky Dad.
But yeah, we don't need to introduce you because we are the main characters.
Right.
Yes.
What are you guys talking about today?
We're talking about, we're gonna give a review to Princess Peach Showtime.
Princess Peach?
Yes.
Now, I remember Miss Princess Peach. She doesn't do anything. She always gets stuck getting
she
captured.
She had a game before this.
She gets captured all the time, right?
Uh-huh. The only time she ever gets a chance is when Mario and Luigi are not there, or they get captured.
By the way,
only once.
You played the original Princess Peach game, right?
Yes.
What's that about?
It's about her saving Mario and Luigi.
What's the name of that game?
Super Princess Peach.
Oh. They should do a remake of that.
Yeah, or like at least number two or something.
Yeah. So what do you think about that original Princess Peach game?
I mean, it's cool, except I can't get past the first level boss.
It's kind of hard.
Yeah, because you have to do it like 9 times.
I beat that game, by the way.
I've seen her play. She's good, but she's never able to beat Piranha Petey.
It's too hard.
He has a very easy pattern.
Yes, but it's like an easy pattern, but you have to do it like multiple times and everything.
Yeah. So, she's also appeared in other games.
Like Super Smash Bros.
Mario Kart.
And that two games where she's able to be played as.
Yeah.
In Mario Kart.
Yeah, you play in Mario Kart.
Mario World? Or
Mario Party?
Mario Party.
Super
3D World.
Yeah, I think it's 3D World.
3D World.
AKA Cat Mario.
Yeah.
What else?
I guess there's, so far we only know 5.
The movie?
I guess the movie.
But the movie's not a game.
Now, coincidentally, this game comes out right after the movie came out, so it's
not right after.
Yeah, a couple of months after.
Couple of months?
Wasn't it like an entire year? Oh, maybe a year. But
no,
very, very soon. Okay? It's the closest game to come out. Now, Princess Peach was not the damsel in distress in the movie.
It was Luigi.
Yeah. So, I mean, she's kind of having a little bit of a,
that's what Luigi gets to saving Peach and Mario.
She's kind of having a little
mansion.
She's kind of having a little comeback here.
Yeah.
So,
you know,
they
should give Zelda her own game.
They're doing that.
I've been saying Zelda should have got her own game for a long time, okay?
Yes.
They're just trying to get revenge on Luigi being the main character in Luigi's
In fact,
mansion.
They should have did a remake of Ocarina of Time, but from Zelda's point of view.
Yeah.
Where she turns into Sheik.
You could become Sheik.
Yeah, then you get to fight and everything.
Yes.
Actually, she did not fight.
Or
you
even,
don't know that.
Or even,
I do.
Or even the pirate,
yeah.
Zelda.
In Ocarina of Time, she was hiding for years.
No, because she was training.
That means she was hiding!
Also training. Okay? Anyhow, we're talking about Princess Peach, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, tell me about the game.
Okay, so basically the game, she says, oh look, there's a play at this random place that we've never seen, ever.
Well, that's every Mario game. There's always like a new land that they never even talked about before.
Exactly.
Or a new species, or a new thing.
It's literally all of the above.
Or a new power-up.
There's always a new friend that comes and helps you that's never been there before.
Exactly.
So,
actually,
there's also a new friend in this game.
Yes.
What?
Her name is
Starla or something like
Starla.
That.
Starla.
That you just lied in Super Mario World, the original ones, 1 and 2 and 3, Yoshi was in it, helping you.
So? I always said there's always somebody that comes helping you.
You said someone or new.
That's a new thing. Yoshi wasn't in the first game.
It was in the second one and the third one.
No, it was not in the second game. It was in the third game only. Not even in the third game. It was in Super Mario World.
Okay? That took a long time.
Okay. Go ahead.
So, anyway, Peach goes to this place, right? And then they get attacked by some grape and the Sour
Patch. Sour Patch Kids.
Some kind of witch-looking thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called Grape. And the team is the Sour Patch Kids.
Well, at least it's not Bowser again. Okay. Yeah,
and then, like, everything gets sucked out, including her crowd, which is literally the only thing that she cares about.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, no, my crowd. I don't care about any of the other Toads.
And the Toads let the safer crowd, and guess what? They get locked down.
Yeah, but in her original game, Super Princess Peach, she had a magical umbrella.
Yeah.
They should have brought that back.
She also had, like, emotional powers.
It would have been cool if she gets the umbrella again.
They should give her that umbrella in Smash Bros.
Yeah. They should give her powers in Smash Bros.
Actually, she does have an umbrella attack.
Yeah, but it's not as good like in her game. Anyway, what happens in this game?
So, then you have to basically go to every single play and fix them.
And this is where the fun comes in. You actually get to have... Basically, every level's a different game.
Yeah.
And you get new clothes.
Yeah, so then every time if you find, like, all the stuff, you get to... Like, if you find the ribbon, you get to have that version of, like, the color.
Yeah, like that what?
Print of the place. Like, so for Sword Fighter, you get, like, roses. And then you also get to buy it at the shop and stuff. And stuff for Starlight.
So far, what's the best ability that you got in this game?
Sword.
Are you, like, ninja?
The second best?
The second isn't, like,
Cowgirl?
Ninja, then cowgirl.
Skater?
No, I think...
Skater is, like, it's just, like, it's kind of like the past year one.
Superhero?
Yeah. Superhero was cool.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to get to fly around.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, she's kind of taking a cue from Kirby, isn't she?
Also,
Also? Yeah. And then once you do, like, a certain amount of all those, of the things, like, if you do Sword Fighter twice, you get to have to fight the Sword Fighter thing in the basement.
Boss.
I mean, I guess it's a big boss, yeah.
Yeah, well, every game has a big boss. So far, difficulty level, what is it?
I mean, some of them are easy, some of them are harder. Like, some of them I only got 4 stars in it.
Like the Crook one, very hard, when you're a thief.
Yeah, the thief one.
You know, not a lot of games are geared towards girls, and I think this is probably one of the few times that it is geared towards girls. What do you think? This is a good game for girls?
Yes, because you get to, like, dress up, plus you get to do, like, adventure and stuff.
So would you recommend this game to other girls?
Yes.
As long as you're adventurous and you're not scared of ghosts like someone I know.
Yourself?
No, you! I hunt ghosts in Luigi's Mansion!
I also play that game.
You're so scared you don't even want to play it!
By the way, why didn't you play this game? Huh?
Because I was busy playing my own game.
Yeah, you just don't like to play
game. No, I was playing Mario vs. Donkey Kong!
Which we'll talk about in another episode, but... Do you think boys would like this game?
I mean, yeah.
What do you think?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
I mean, some people are just nitpicky, and they don't want to, like, play a girl with a...
Only the boys who doesn't want to play as a girl.
Yeah.
I actually wanted to play the detective level, but someone doesn't want to let me.
Okay, what's a better... What's a better detective level? This game or the Detective Pikachu?
Detective Pikachu.
It's better?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay, what about the sword fighting in this game? Is it better?
Link is better! Link is better.
Link is better?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
It's always going to be better, but I did really like the sword fighting, though. It was cool.
She could have beat Link if she was tough.
Ninja Peach versus Sheikah Zelda.
Sheik.
Just because...
We don't really see Sheik do anything except for his Smash Bros. So we don't know her, like, level.
Just because Peach can bend
Yeah, she moved mountains, literally.
She's an avatar?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then if you go near a wall or, like, some grass or something, you she covers up with, like, a...
She could jump back and back.
Yeah. She could also camouflage.
Yeah.
But what she really does is just, like, take out a paper. And it moves. When she moves around, the paper changes. So,
out of all... Okay, you talked about the good powers. What is the worst?
Pastel.
No, pastel was... It was delicious.
Delicious? You're not eating the game.
Actually,
it looked good.
Actually, the detective was kind of boring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Took too long.
I mean, the figure skater one, I mean, it was kind of... I mean, you still...
It was easy.
There was still a bad guy there.
Yes, it was easy. Like, that dude was like, oh, I'm the best! I'm the best!
Really?
Acting like someone I know.
You.
No. Raiden.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, so then I think the worst, the detective one.
Really?
Wow!
Yeah, detective one,
Pastel.
Really?
Shoes.
Really?
Good.
The worst.
Okay. Well, what are you going to grade this game?
Four thumbs up.
Really? So, a lot of people online are giving this a lot of flack because they're saying, oh, it's, you know, it's a little too easy. And, you know, Princess Peach is just basically copying Kirby or copying Mario Odyssey.
Because she's doing
different, you know,
yes,
abilities.
She is. It's a fact. She is.
She is?
She is.
Really?
She is.
But
I'm going to talk to Nintendo about that. Oh, speaking of, we got this game for free from Nintendo.
Yes, now...
So, Nintendo, keep up your good work.
But, what do you think about that? Do you think, like, it's been getting some, like, negative response because of that?
I mean, it's a Peach game. It's still a game.
Yeah, at least they tried something different
with
her.
Exactly.
They can change the default to hard mode.
They can?
Yeah. And at least she's getting a game. You know, Link is still doing his own games and doesn't even have Zelda, okay?
Exactly.
They call it Legend of Zelda, and Zelda does nothing in every game.
Oh no, I get captured. Oh no.
Oh, in Link's Awakening, Legend of Zelda.
Wait, how is it the Legend of Zelda if the Zelda's not in it?
Yes!
I just noticed that.
Yeah, it's so funny. Like, people sometimes think Link is actually Zelda. Like, the people who don't play the game, they think Zelda is Link.
I used to think the game was called Link until I found out it was called The Legend of Zelda.
Some kid in my class named Evan thought that Zelda was the main character, and he said he wanted to make a comic about him.
Right.
Him.
So what I never understood, right? Why is she called Princess Peach? If her name is Princess Toadstool.
Princess Toadstool.
No, I think Peach was either the Japan version, and the Toadstool was the American version.
Correct.
One thing I never understood, why are toads called toads? Why don't they just call them mushroom heads?
Why?
They called, I don't know.
Huh? Toads eat toads. Uh-huh. And Princess Peach eats peaches.
She does eat peaches.
She throws peaches.
Like, I think in America they changed her name to Princess Toadstool because it made more sense than Peach.
They should have called the toads fungi.
Wow.
A fun guy?
Fun guys.
Wow.
The fun guys. It's the
That's
fun guys.
Like a band or something.
You know, get it? It's a play on words because, like, mushrooms are
what
fungus.
What about Toadette?
Yeah, that's another thing. Toadette.
They
should. You know what they should have did in this game? Like, two-player with Daisy.
Oh, yeah!
Huh?
Daisy never got her own game.
Daisy's always just there. Nobody really
Poor Daisy. You know,
she should get her own game.
She's the Waluigi of Mario.
No, Waluigi is the Waluigi.
Waluigi, nobody likes Waluigi.
Poor Waluigi.
They actually made a meme where they all say the food. Mario is fiery food. Luigi is scary food. Wario is stinky food. Waluigi is non-existing food. Toads are toad food.
But isn't...
Peach is so far on stools.
Everybody in the Mario universe has had a game besides
Rosalina and
Rosalina.
Rosalina just came out, really.
She's Daisy. Not that old.
Also, technically,
Daisy and Waluigi.
No one likes Waluigi.
Pauline doesn't need a game.
Pauline does not need a game. What's she gonna do? What's she gonna do, really?
Mayor stuff, like the most boring game ever.
They should make, like, Animal Crossing with her.
Oh, God.
Animal Crossing!
This might be controversial, but I don't really like Animal Crossing.
Yeah,
we're only good to it, like, but Animal Crossing is sleeping in a tent. Because I don't have a house in Animal Crossing.
So
I don't have a tent.
So, Princess Peach, thumbs up.
Yes.
Yep, four thumbs up.
It's very good for little kids. It's a very easy game. It's not, like, super hard. And, you know, all you adults complaining about it, you know, this is not for you. This is for kids, right?
Yes, the adults complain about everything.
Yeah.
You adults better not complain about everything.
Okay. And again, once again, thank you for Nintendo for giving us this game.
Yes, thank you.
Keep up your good work.
Okay, and we will, what?
Come back.
Next episode.
Yeah.
Please hit the bell, subscribe, and like.
Goodbye.
Yes.